You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Eagles.
Final segment of the day here on Drive Time Sports, and then we'll pause for about 45 minutes and gear up for the NFL draft. We're going to move back over to the local sports front. Yesterday, the underclassmen for the Carbon Dino Track and Field Squad, they traveled on the road to Vernal and participated in a meet against some bigger schools. Actually fared quite well. Joining us now to talk a bit about that, to round out this show, we have head coach Jimmy Jukes of the Carbon Track and Field Squad. Coach, good to hear from you.
Good. Thanks for having me on.
Always, Coach. Always a pleasure to get you on. Let's talk about a busy schedule for you guys. You'll have two meets in essentially 3 days. Yesterday, you guys were at the Big Red Invitational in Vernal. Pretty tough competition. You guys saw three other schools, and we can start by talking about how you guys performed at this particular meet, Coach.
Yeah, you know, it was an underclassman meet, so it meant we left our top kids home, and so it was like our freshman, sophomore, you know, some juniors mixed in there. They got to compete against, 4A schools. We were the only 3A school there. And so it was a chance for our younger kids to kind of go out and perform and show what they had, and they did a really good job.
Well, with that being said, you guys did perform very well once again on the girls' side of the track, which that is no surprise. I mean, it's something that you guys have been doing all year long, but a second-place finish in this with your underclassmen coach, and again, we talked about the numbers thing, so you look at the overall numbers.
Yeah, you know, that second-place finish, I mean, doing well there was great, and having our girls do well. We didn't run two relays. We just kind of went over to kind of figure out, you know, get these kids some opportunities. Some of these kids are fighting for positions in our region team. And so they've got to be in that top four by the end of this week. And so tomorrow's their last chance for some of these kids to be in that top four and be invited to go to region with us. And so they're competing hard and doing the best they can to get there.
You guys scored 88 points. We can take a look at some of the first place finishes from the girls. 800 meters, Grace Broadbear finished first place. You guys had Emma Haddock, I know, in the 3,200 meters. Harley Migliori.
You know, and that was, you know, Emma had a great meet, and so did Grace. Grace had a great meet. She's been trying to qualify for BYU. She needed to run 2:38, and she pulled that off and got down to the 2:38 mark. And so that was big for her. You know, we had Harley had a great meet. I mean, that girl won the long jump. I think she won the 100. Or not won the 100, but she won the 200, took third in the 100, and she was just phenomenal that whole meet. It was good.
You guys got two first place finishes from Caitlin Dimmick in the discus and the javelin. That's got to be pretty.
Caitlin Dimmick is, and I hope her mom this radio show. They can't move. They just can't move. But Caitlin is. I mean, she has thrown. She's had one of the furthest throws in the state in javelin this year. She threw 117 a week ago. Went down to this meet and, you know, won the javelin pretty easily and won the discus pretty easily. As a sophomore, she's just a phenomenal talent. And, you know, she ran the 200 for us down there. She wanted to jump in the 200 and jumped in. And then she also took, I think she took third in the high jump as well. And, She's just a neat girl to go and compete and work hard. And not is she just good athletically. She is really just a great, great kid. She's just amazing.
If we talk about some of the other top performers, Coach, I mean, the throwing events are interesting as a whole. I mean, you and I have talked about this in the past. Anytime you guys can compete and get a couple of wins in the throwing events, typically things are going to go well for you at the meet.
Yeah, and it's kind of been the way it's been all year. You know, with our throwers, our girls are – we've got some really good girl throwers. I mean, all the way from, you know, Caitlin down to Harley down to – Maggie Powell had a great meet. Uraldi had a great meet. You know, we've got a lot of these younger kids that are just, they come out and throw and they work hard. You know, we've got even a younger girl, Tennyson Kuhn, that's come a long ways in what she's been able to do. And it's a lot of fun to see these girls compete. We've never been this deep in the throws, and so it's nice. You know, and on the guy side, you got Rylan Chamberlain. I got to mention him because he went out and he's improved his discus throw. tremendously. I think he took third at the meet. He threw 100 in the discus, which he's never done before. And so that was neat to see, you know, a couple of our guys step in. Antonio Meekum took second in the 110s. And so it was kind of fun to see these kids do well.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Jimmy Jukes of the Carbondale Track and Field Squad. Coach, let's talk about the Eastern Utah Championships. This is a fun event, a traveling trophy for both the boys and the girls, and you guys will go to Moab tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll go to Moab tomorrow, and we'll load up, and we'll go down and see what we can do. We've got a couple kids that are ailing a little bit from injury, and so we'll see if we have them on Friday. If we don't, it's, you know, in track, it's just like any other sport, next man up, and we'll go down there and compete against Eastern Utah. Our girls currently have the girls' trophy, and we're going down with every intent of bringing that back. And we're going to take our guys' team. We've got, you know, we're gonna spread them out a little bit and see if we can't pull and get those guys up there a little bit and stuff. And so, you know, with our guys' team, we can use like a Kyle Quinn. We can use him in multiple events. We can use Cash Barrett in multiple events. Derek Hillam, we can do that with. Derek's, you know, he's alien. Or he's got a little bit of a muscle pull right now, so he's suffering a little bit, and so we're kind of going light on him. And so that's where Carson Frame, you know, our freshman, steps up and helps us out quite a bit. And then we'll see what these guys can do. But I'm excited to go down there and compete against Eastern Utah. You know, I look at, you know, Emory will be down there as well, and that Emory High School team, their boys team, they're a heck of a program, and says a lot about you know, Kevin down there, the new head coach, and what he's been able to do with that team.
As far as the end of the season goes, you mentioned injuries. Is any track and field team truly healthy at this point in time? I mean, any athletes truly healthy at this point in time?
No. I would say the question is how tired are their legs, and how, you know, how bad is it, how severe are, you know, the aches and pains? A lot of these kids, you know, suffer from shin splints throughout the year, and then you just hope that that's all they get. You hope they don't have anything more severe happen. We're getting to a part of our season where we're going to start resting kids quite a bit as we're getting close to, you know, BYU and region coming up. And so there's kind of a trick to being able to get your kids to peak at the right time, and rest is a big factor in that. And so you work them hard, and then you back off, and that's usually when you start to see the peak performances, because they're finally waking up and the morning, and their legs feel really good, and they're at meets and their legs feel good. And so hopefully we're getting to that point.
Only four meets left on the season if we count tomorrow, including that BYU invite, which is next week. So between now and then, I mean, I guess the big focus is just making sure you get everyone qualified, right?
Right. Well, and our biggest thing is, you know, that BYU meet, we actually have a unique problem this year. BYU only allows us to have 25 entries, excluding the 32 and the relays. And so you can have 25 events to fill, or spots to fill, and we've had 35 girls qualify for that meet, or 35 events qualify for that meet. And so we've got to go, and, you know, some of our kids have qualified for multiple events, but they might only be able to do one because we're trying to take everybody that's qualified. So it's a unique problem that we've never had at Carbon High, we've been talking about it last night, and it really speaks volumes to this girls team that we've got this year, in the fact that they are that talented, that we have that many kids that are qualifying in multiple events, you know. And so it's going to be a lot of fun to see where we're at next week, and if we make it through tomorrow night, and hopefully come home with the Eastern Utah Championship, and then start gearing up and getting ready for BYU and region.
Coach, before I let you go, we have to talk about Sarah Oweiler, who's just been a tremendous athlete for you. And once again, she comes through in a big way. You and I were talking a little bit about this off the cuff. We have to give Sarah some individual recognition for something that she accomplished.
Yeah, you know, she went up to the BYU multi-meet last week, and she ended up taking second in the heptathlon, and did really well. She was winning that heptathlon until the very last event, and she got beat in the last event and ended up taking second place, and that's 1A through 5A. And so for her to do that well, I mean, it was a great accomplishment for her, and, you know, it's really neat when you have a girl that has that kind of talent that can go out and do that and do really well. And I think it was a good experience for her, and, you know, it was awesome.
Coach, it's always fun to talk with you. Thank you again for giving us an update, and we'll do it again real soon.
Yep, sounds good. Thanks, Jordan.
Again, that's Coach Jimmy Jukes of the Carbondino Track and Field Squad. Out of time on this edition of the show. We'll catch you in about 45 minutes for the NFL Draft. Be safe. I am out.